Hey, Big and Lazy, give me a moment of your time to talk about IECA Services, the licensed electric company operating in Kentucky. They can pull permit, they can do everything from adding outlets to your TV, installing new light fixtures, to wiring an investment property, or even building something new from scratch. So whether you're in your living room and you want to add on something to your house, or you're in a real estate investor and you want to find an electrician to rewire an investment property, hit up IECA Services right now. Link is in the bio.
Craving a sweet treat? The Sweet Guy Bakery ships nationwide, delivers, and is also local pickup. Right now, grab the dorm room special, care packages, and mega boxes of cookies, all at sweet prices. Starting soon, they have a 2-for-5 deal. Follow them on Instagram, TikTok, at The Sweet Guy Bakery, where every bite is a match made in heaven.
Another confirmed multimedia production.
Subscribe now.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. Give us something good, good to eat. Give us something good to watch.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm back with another special guest. I got comedian Wesley Peterson. Welcome to the set, man. How's it going?
Thanks for having me, man. Thanks for having me. Mm. How's it going?
I can't complain. How's it going, man? How's life treating you?
Man, life, you got to take the good with the bad. And right now I got a lot more good than bad, so it's not worth complaining.
Yeah. I ain't gonna say a rough week, but I'm still upset that I had to pay $900 to get my car back. I'm still upset.
God damn.
To get my car back. I think that was part of me, conspiracy theories. If I got a car lot and it costs $200, $300, $400, $500 for somebody to get their car back, what's stopping me from saying, hey, young boy, like, I give you $50 for every, you know what I mean? Like, what's stop? Serious business. Like, part of me thinking, like, y'all in on this. Like, ain't no way, like.
Man, I ain't even gonna lie. One time I had a little feud with a towing company here in town. They towed my car from an apartment complex that I used to live in, and I just kind of left it there, and I've towed, and I'll find out when it does.
Yeah.
Because I'm an irresponsible piece of shit.
Right.
Car didn't run. Got me a break.
Uh-huh.
But they towed it, and I didn't hear about it. I just happened to go look for the car, and it was gone. It took me 3 days to find it.
Right.
And then when I finally got a hold of them, I went, found the car, got a few things that I needed out of it, and they told me it was going to be like $900. And I want to say it was like 18 days of storage.
Right.
I'm telling you, I went on a rabbit hole down the law books regarding like towing in the state of Kentucky.
Yeah.
And they wound up giving me like a $600 refund because they like fucked up some little loophole.
Right.
I'm one of those hillbilly lawyers. I will find some shit. So next time your car gets towed, let me know. I'll take a look at it.
And here's the kicker. It was only gone for like a day.
God damn.
It was only gone for a day. So I'm going to tell this story. So I get to the car lot. I don't know. All my information's in the car, like everything. My social security card, birth certificate. Somebody got a good lick on me. Somebody's going to, well, my credit was better. They might get a house or something. But I don't know. Somebody's about to. I didn't sign up for credit mine because they got all my information. But long story short, so I pop up. My car gets stolen on Wednesday in front of my house. Wednesday, Thursday morning. Tuesday night, Wednesday morning. So the next day they called me. Come get your car. You got to bring proof of what your car. So I'm thinking the insurance card is proof of owning the car. No. So you got to have the registration. I know I ain't got the registration because I got pulled over the day before, and I didn't have my registration. So they said it's $175, but it's an extra $100 if you got bad tags. I'm like, what business if y'all ain't got? That's my first thing. Why does it matter if I got bad tags or not? So I had to go to the DMV to get the registration. They wouldn't give me the registration because my tags was bad, so I had to pay that. So that's one. I had to get another car too. But long story short, it was like two and a quarter. So I'm bam, two and a quarter. I get back to the lot. So I come the next day, and they told me if I come back or the next day, yada, 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 but they tacked the extra day on anyway. So, boom, that's two and a quarter. That was $175, so that's $400 right there. So I get my car, goes my car. So when they steal your car, especially push the starts, they reprogram your key.
Yeah.
So I got to get a key reprogrammed. That's $250. So I'm $650. So I'm like, damn. So the person programs the key. And they are so armored, they won't even give me a jump. I'm like, my battery's dead, I need a jump. Oh, that's not our responsibility to work on the cars and whoop, whoop, whoop. Get this piece of shit off my lot. And I'm like, whoa, like, it got wild. It almost, like, I ain't gonna say guns almost got drawn, but it was almost a fight. So the key program, he ain't got a dog in the fight. He's almost calling the police. No offense. But when white folks say, don't get the police involved, you know some shady shit. And, hey, come on, bub. No, we don't want the police. They just cause trouble. Yada, yada, yada. So they event, like the owner said no, but a worker, he said, man, and he just started working there. So he gave me a job, and that was a big ordeal. But that's enough of that, though. But so a comedian, man, how long you been in the comic space?
Man, I've been doing it off and on for about 5 years now.
Uh-huh.
Probably more off than on, but I've been hitting it hard this year, harder than I ever had before.
Pause.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. So the mullet, man. So is that the part of the look? Or is that?
All right. So you ain't gonna believe me if I tell you this, but it's actually a religious hairstyle.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm a Norse pagan. I got all these tattoos.
Yeah.
And so part of the way that I honor my gods is wearing my hair long because they wore their hair long.
Right.
And this is just kind of the most manageable way to wear long hair.
Uh-huh.
That and the chicks dig it. So,
oh, really?
Or at least they did back when I was single.
Oh, okay. There you go. So what'd you say? You say Norse pagan? What would you describe it? What's that?
All right. So, you know, Thor, Loki, Odin, are Norse gods.
Yeah.
Those guys. They are based off of historic gods that people actually worshipped, and then they made comic books and eventually movies out of it. Marvel isn't the best representation of my gods, but it's hard to hate on Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
So
NKU, they mascot is the Norse. Is the NKU is the Norse, the Viking, and
yeah.
I didn't know they had their own religion. So
oh yeah, for sure. Every a lot of cultures have different pantheons of gods that they worship. You know, the Greek had Zeus and. The Haitians have their own pantheon. There are a lot of African pantheons. Egypt, all of their Ra and
right.
I don't claim to be an expert in any of their pantheons. Right. I'm not even an expert in mine. But there's a lot of different cultures with a lot of different gods.
I just caught a flack on recently, a couple of days ago. Like I basically said, like believe in what you want to believe in, whatever helps you be a better person or be a better man. And I caught all kind of flack for that. I'm like, what the?
I don't even know how you could catch flack for that.
At point exactly. Like, I just said, you know, because, I don't know, like, it's so many different religions and different gods and different beliefs. Like, who am I to tell, like, you? Who am I to tell you that you, you know, that you not a, you know what I mean? Like, that your religion is not this and not that. And you see it with a lot of Christians. They look down. And you know, I say, that's not Christian, like, to judge.
Yeah, judge like, not lest thee be judged.
Right.
Yeah. A lot of people forget that one. I try not to talk down on anyone's religion, except maybe Scientology, just because I want them to sue me, because I feel like that would give me some clout.
Scientology? What's Scientology?
Oh, you haven't heard about this shit? Like, Tom Cruise is deep in it. It's a cult. It is a cult. I will go on record right now and say Scientology is a cult.
Yeah.
Please, sue the shit out of me. Now, for legal reasons.
Sue him, not us.
Yeah, me.
I can't take it.
These statements have not been pre-approved by the production staff or host of this show. This is off the top of my dome. My understanding is that they believe that an alien named Xenu flew like dead aliens, frozen dead aliens to Earth in spaceships that looked like BC-9 aircraft and dumped them into the volcanoes in Hawaii where they melted. And then those alien spirits go around and find bodies to basically invade.
Right.
And they believe that we all have some type of, it's called a thetan level.
Yeah.
All of this was came up with, pinned by a science fiction writer named L. Ron Hubbard.
Mm-hmm.
And basically the more of these spirits we have in our body, the higher our thetan level is. And that's what causes negative emotions, guilt, shame, remorse.
So is this a new religion? Like, is this...
It's been around since, like, the 40s, 60s, somewhere around there.
You say Tom Cruise is heavy into it?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. He's, like, their biggest guy. Like, he is the Scientologist of Scientology.
And like, who am I to tell Tom Cruise or whoever, like, oh, that's a false religion. That's not real. Like, who am I to, like, whatever helps you... be a better person, whatever you believe in and wholeheartedly, man, go for it, man. I say ask as many questions and, you know, whatever you want to be in life, you know, you shouldn't judge. I don't forget what you just said, that scripture.
Judge not lest thee be judged.
Uh-huh. So growing up, are you born and raised in Kentucky?
Yeah, I was. I was born on Fort Knox, raised in Meade County, Kentucky.
Uh-huh.
Spent maybe a year total of my life living not in Kentucky.
Yeah.
I lived a little bit in Indiana, lived about 6 months in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
But Kentucky born and bred.
That's Go Cats. Go Cats. Oh, my God.
Man. I don't even like ball, man. I'm a hockey guy.
Oh, okay. He's a troll. Okay, there it is. Ain't nothing wrong with a good troll, man. You love him. So... When did you realize, like, you had, like, a comedic gift?
From the beginning, man. I've always been trying to make people laugh.
Mm-hmm.
From the beginning. I was always the funny kid in class, to the point where they put my desk in the hall a couple of times. But...
Me too, man.
I remember one time really stands out to me. I was in a public speaking class. You know, I'm that Gemini Cancer cusp. I love being the center of attention. So, of course, if I see a public speaking class available, I'm going to take it.
Uh-huh.
And our teacher was having us watch the footage of the Challenger disaster when the space shuttle blew up.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling us about the lady that was on there. She was a teacher, won a sweepstakes of some sort to be the first teacher in space. And there was this lull, well, almost. And that was a really fucking dark joke because it made it, you know, 600 feet in the air and blew the fuck up.
Yeah.
She almost made it to space.
Yeah.
Almost. But I'm not going to give her credit.
Right. She almost.
None of my teachers ever gave me extra credit. Why am I going to give her?
Right.
But when the whole room just erupted in laughter, well, about 50-50, yeah. Laughter and abject horror.
Uh-huh.
No
way you can say that. That is wrong.
Yeah, thank God the teacher was part of the half that was laughing, because that's probably the only thing that saved me. But from, like, about that moment, I've always known that I love comedy. I grew up watching a lot of stand-up, but from that moment when I've got a room full of people laughing, I knew that this was something that I wanted to do at a lot.
Right.
A lot of.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I'm at.
There you go. So did you get voted class clown? Like,
No, I wasn't popular enough for that. I was known, not liked.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, my favorite thing to do is fuck with people.
Really?
So,
You weren't a bully in high school, were you?
No. Nothing like that. Just, you know, anything to push people's buttons. And the more of a reaction I can get, the happier I am.
Right.
Because it's funny to me. And if it's funny to me, it's going to be funny to someone else when I tell the story. And I live my entire life just trying to be as ridiculous as I can, specifically so that I got good stories to tell.
That's a lot of comedian is, like, good stories. And people say I'm a good storyteller, man. But I never did no stand-up or nothing. So, like, when did you do your first, like, stand-up? Like, and did you, like, freeze up? Or was you nervous? Like, what was your...
So my first time writing proper, doing stand-up, microphone, audience, all that. I was at an open mic night hosted by Uncool Randy. Shout out that guy. At 21st in Germantown.
Mm-hmm.
I think that place has been shut down. I heard it.
You didn't shut it down, did you?
No, I didn't. This was 2021 when I was there. It got shut down recently from what I heard. I saw that there was an open mic happening, wanted to go and tell some stories. Went, didn't really freeze up or anything. I've always been pretty good in front of a crowd. You know, like I said, I took that public speaking class in high school. It's always kind of come naturally to me.
Right. So, growing up, like you say, you always been a fan of stand-up. Like, what were some of your inspirations growing up?
Man, okay, so my number one. Do you want me to tell you that one or save it for last?
Let's go bottom up.
All right. No particular order on everyone else, but I grew up watching a lot of George Carlin, which was probably irresponsible on my parents' part.
Uh-huh.
But it's hard to hate on, like, yeah, it was dirty comedy, but it was some of the best dirty comedy ever put to film. Same with Eddie Murphy. I grew up loving Cat Williams. Like, you probably wouldn't guess it by looking at me, but The Pimp Chronicles is fucking hilarious. It was one of my favorites from the time I was, like, 7 years old.
Uh-huh. I was working in McDonald's. Remember, he had the bit where he was like, you cut the hustling on. You could be at McDonald's by yourself. And I was actually working at McDonald's at the time, so I found myself singing that through the shift. Cat Williams.
And that's the thing about great comedy is that it's just relatable. Mm-hmm. It's just a different way of looking at very relatable shit. Comics see the world in a different way. And that's something that I always grew up admiring about them. And kind of, I like to think that I grew up learning to look at the world that way and seeing the crazy shit that goes on in everyday life and calling it out in a way that's at least a little but my number one favorite comedian, hands down.
I'm going to take a stab at it.
All right.
Bernie Mac.
Close. Uh-huh. No, no. Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle, man. Dave Shout Chappelle. Out to Dave Chappelle.
I love Dave Chappelle. Absolutely. I don't know of anyone else that can fuck off to Africa for 2 decades and come back as big, if not bigger, than he left.
Right.
He
bounce back pretty good, man. Shout out to Dave.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. He came back, did like 6 Netflix specials in 2 years. It was amazing.
Because Netflix was running his Dave Chappelle, his comedy, his remember Chappelle show.
Mm-hmm.
And he told him, he said, man, out of respect for me, because he still don't owe them rights to it. He don't get paid for that.
Yeah,
he said, could y'all take it down? And they took it down. And I don't know if it's back on there, but they took it down out of respect for him. So shout out to Netflix, man.
Yeah, yeah. I still haven't forgiven y'all for that weird-ass series y'all made. Was it Cuties? Something like that?
With the little... The girls, like the
yeah,
little, oh, that was wild.
Yeah, that was wild. I ain't not letting Netflix a pass on that one.
Uh-huh.
I can't co-sign the shout out to Netflix, but
yeah,
shout out to whatever particular executive made that call for Dave. That's good.
Yeah,
that's great.
Did you see? Obviously, this was maybe it was pre-COVID. It was pre-COVID. It was called The Stranger Next Door. Danger Next Door. I can't think of the name of it. But long story short, it was a guy. Obviously, he was a pedophile, but he was having sex with the whole family.
Oh, shit. I think there's something about the Robinsons or something like that.
Not that one. Not the black people.
But you know the one I'm talking about. That one was fucked.
I think that's a movie, but this is actually like a docuseries. This is like a real...
Oh, shit. Yeah. Really that's dark. I try to stay away from the dark documentaries.
So, like, I'm watching it, and I'm in disgust, but you ever been watching something like, I gotta keep going because I gotta see how this ends or whatnot? Like,
yeah, no, I saw a porno like that once.
Oh,
you know, you finish halfway through, you're like, wait.
The storyline's good, huh? Before we get off subject, so, dude, you guys are hilarious. So, dude kidnaps the daughter. Daughter's maybe like 10. Kidnaps the daughter, takes her to Mexico, molests her, yada, yada, yada. So he comes
back. That's a hell of a thing to yada, yada, yada.
You know, I don't want to go into detail. But
I get it.
He brings her home. No lie. So he also has sex with the mother and the father. And here's where it gets interesting.
Wait,
it
wasn't interesting to you till this point?
No. Well, I guess it was. But then he says, the doctor wrote, as a part of my therapy, the doctor said I should sleep with your daughter. So they are all in the house. He's next door, and he comes, sleeps in the bed with the 11, 10-year-old. This is the sickest shit I've ever seen in my life. I'm serious. And the meme, it went viral because the dad said, this is all after he, you know, did whatever he did with the daughter. He said, I drove around with him in the car, and he offered me, he asked for some sexual relief. So I gave it to him in a hand job. I'm like, this is the wildest shit ever. I want to say Stranger Next Door. It was something like that. But long story short, they had a part 2 coming out, but it got canceled. They canceled, like, because of the backlash. Like, it
didn't. Man, I can't wait to go home and watch any fucking thing but that. I ain't going to lie. I'll go home and watch Scarface before I watch that.
You don't like Scarface?
I fucking love Scarface. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Uh-huh. Like,
but, yeah, man, that was the wildest. That was the sickest shit. Stomach churning. It was just. And I'm like, yeah, what type of man will let his little daughter sleep with him? Like, all right, that shit was wild. But you said you spoke on porn, man. So is the storylines? Cause I'm a storyline type of guy. I gotta have a.
Nah.
I don't want this smut on my screen. You know, like, I want to see how we got here. Like, is it?
Well, no. I mean, it's got to be believable that these people are fucking.
Yeah.
You know, like At the very least, I need homeboy to knock on the door with a pizza box. All right? At the very least, I need a little bit of plot in my porno.
Me too, man. I got a little plot. Yeah. I just got my personal Twitter just got banned. I guess I was watching too much of it. Seriously, like, no. I logged into my shit. They said, you violate. I'm like, the only thing I do on here is this. So, you violate Twitter policy and bloop, took my shit.
Yes. Yeah, I never had that problem, man. Yeah. My Twitter's nothing but porn.
Yeah.
What the fuck were you up to?
I had no idea. I guess smut's my middle name. I don't know. I guess I was, I don't know. That was wild, man. Twitter's, I don't see how is it possible. They got
You are expecting a lot out of Elon Musk's team there.
Yeah.
Like, big tech already doesn't make a ton of sense with their policy enforcement.
Uh-huh.
And then you take that and add this weird, like, there is a policy, but there isn't a policy. Like, I don't know. I don't fuck with social media all that heavy. I just kind of fuck around on Facebook, share stupid ass, post on TikTok, YouTube, anywhere I can get my comedy up.
Then I got my Snapchat got banned. I posted some devil's lettuce. I posted it, and I immediately go to screenshot it because I'm going to send it to somebody else. And by the time I posted it, and by the time I screenshot it, it's gone.
Damn.
Permanently banned. Like, it was a millisecond. I'm like, oh, shit. Like,
over some weed?
Over some marijuana, yes. It is. It's legal in half the country. Then my personal Facebook that I had for years, man, I posted a viral picture of Trump. Put my phone down. Picked it back up. Yo, shit is... I got the worst luck with... I don't get an appeal. I don't get nothing. Your shit is permanently banned. You can download your photos, but... And you got 180 days to do that, but your shit is gone.
I got a story here, because I wound up on an FBI watch list because of some Facebook.
Really?
Yeah.
What type of shit would you post?
January 6th, 2021.
Yeah.
I posted some the term is extremist libertarian memes, just some shit about fuck the government. For the record, not a Trump supporter, but...
We will look at you different.
Anytime the government is scared of the people, I'm happy.
Me too. I was hoping they tore shit down. And
same. Yeah, it was lame. And one of the memes was like, come on, do something. Like,
yeah.
But I found out that got me on a watch list because me and my buddy sent Freedom of Information Act requests to the FBI.
Uh-huh.
Same time, same day, same content of the requests. The only difference was I submitted one for my name. He submitted one for his name.
So what is this again?
Freedom of Information Act. Basically, it's a law stating that if you request information from the government regarding things that they have or know, and it's not directly classified, they have to release it to you in a timely manner.
Mm-hmm.
So you can fill out a form with the FBI, ask them what they know about you, and they got to tell you anything that's not actively. And my buddy Evan, he got his back in like 3 days, and it said something to the effect of the FBI has no records in our general database. Here's a couple sheets about him.
Right.
2.5 weeks after that, so 3 weeks total, I get my response. It is that fucking thick.
Mm-hmm.
And the first page is almost exactly the same as Evan's.
Yeah.
Except mine has that we have no entries in our general database line. And then it says we can also neither confirm nor deny the existence of any individual's name on a watch list. I didn't ask if I was on a watch list.
Right.
So the fact that they included that for me and not him is them kind of letting it slip.
Right.
So if the government's watching, which I know you are, I know you're watching, Dave, but...
Who the fuck is Dave?
That's my FBI handler. Don't worry about it.
Gotcha.
I'm assuming. I don't know his name or nothing. But I mean no harm to anybody. I just really do not like... So if we could get me off there, I'd like to take a vacation and fly sometime.
Hey, Big and Lazy, give me a moment of your time to talk about IECA Services. They're a licensed electric company operating in Kentucky. They can pull permit. They can do everything from adding outlets to your TV, installing new light fixtures, to wiring an investment property, or even building something new from scratch. So whether you're in your living room and you want to add up something to your house, or you're a real estate investor and you want to find an electrician to rewire an investment property, hit up IECA Services right now. Link is in the bio. Craving a sweet treat? The Sweet Guy Bakery ships nationwide, delivers, and is also local pickup. Right now, grab the dorm room special, care packages, and mega boxes of cookies, all at sweet prices. Starting soon, they have a 2-for-5 deal. Follow them on Instagram, TikTok, at the Sweet Guy Bakery, where every bite is a match made in heaven. So how you like the Meta glasses, man? How you like those?
Oh, I mean, these ain't Meta. These are just regular-ass prescription glasses. But I've been thinking about getting the Meta glasses. No, it's just got the little metal accent.
Oh, okay, I get you.
Yeah, no, I already got one eye pointing the other direction. I don't need cameras pointing some complete other way. It's not a good look.
Yeah. I thought about getting me some, but I don't think I could wear them at work. I don't think that'll work.
Oh, yeah, no, security would be on your ass, but no care.
Hey, Big and Lazy, give me a moment of your time to talk about IECA Services. They're a licensed electric company operating in Kentucky. They can pull permit. They can do everything from adding outlets to your TV, installing new light fixtures, to wiring an investment property, or even building something new from scratch. So whether you're in your living room and you want to add on something to your house, or you're in a real estate investor and you want to find an electrician to rewire an investment property, hit up IECA Services right now. Link is in the bio.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
No cameras at the tables.
Was you there when the guy took orange chips, snatching room?
No, that happened like right after I left.
Really?
For the day. I'm not at liberty to talk about it.
Got you.
But I wasn't there.
Right. So, your Mount Rushmore of comedians, man. Your GOAT. Your top. That's not so much stand up acting.
A little bit of every top four.
Yeah.
So Chappelle's on there. That's a given. I gotta go with Cat Williams because that motherfucker is hilarious in everything he does, and he is real as fuck. Real, recognized, real. Norm MacDonald. I don't know if you know him.
He had a cartoon, didn't he?
Yeah, he did a lot of shit. He was all over the
place. Kind of have like a black hair? Like,
Yeah. He did a lot of SNL and stuff like that.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And he had a very, just his style is so, you know, a Norm joke when you hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's so, he's making the audience the joke almost. It's amazing. And then, man, it feels like the safe choice, but I got to go with Carlin. If you coin the 7 dirty words you can't say on television to the point where Congress calls you to testify about them.
And who is this?
George Carlin, one of the classic comedians ever.
Yeah.
He was real big in the 70s, 80s, 90s. He was actually one of the narrators for Thomas the Tank Engine.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you've heard there's 7 words you can't say on television before.
Right.
He coined that. I can't remember what they are off the top of my head. I wish I could, but he coined that. And he watches stand-up. He's got a lifetime of work, and it's amazing. It is amazing. Okay.
Was you a fan of Andrew Dice Clay? You know what I'm talking about?
No, I never got to watch much Andrew Dice Clay. I know who he is. I don't know. I never got around to watching much of it.
He was like the first, I ain't gonna say dirty comic, but he had some filth. His shit was almost like a Klan rally almost, like, cause because he had a character called Dice. His name was Andrew Clay, but in mid-career, he came with this character called Dyson. He was a racist, you know, but part of, that's kind of why he kind of called backlash. Like, are you saying this? Or is it a character? Because he was, you know.
It's kind of like that.
Like this and yada, 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 you know.
Like that Chappelle Show bit about the Clayton Bigsby.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Exactly. Clayton, that was his first skit, too, wasn't it?
It was on the first episode. I think it might have been the closing bit.
So do you think that Chappelle's show could be, because I think if you look around with these IG comedians and doing skits, Chappelle was doing, that's what Chappelle's show was before the internet, before, you know, it was just, you know, that's what it was doing. I think that was just like, you know, I think he was ahead of his time. Like,
oh, he absolutely was. He's, I don't know, he kind of transcends time, really, to me, just because, like, the shit that he made in 2002 is just as funny as the shit that he's making now.
It is.
And vice versa.
Dylan. Bro, he's hilarious, bro. Like,
I love the Tiki Torch Whites.
Which one was that?
He talks about living in Ohio and how he lives amongst the Tiki Torch Whites.
When he first moved to Ohio, he went to go get a shotgun. He said, I seen somebody walking across my farm. I said, I need a gun.
Yeah.
He said, you need bird shot or buckshot? He said, what can take down? He's Dave Chappelle.
Birdshot won't kill a man.
Uh-huh.
Like, he just describes running into me at a gun store. And yeah, birdshot will pepper him, but so won't kill a man.
So what's the best show? Like, what is your best like performance you ever had? Like, what is your best moment? I didn't name so much of a performance, like your best comedic, you know, through your career. Like, what's the highlight of your career right now?
I think the highlight of my career is probably going to be when I participated in the Funniest Person in Louisville contest January of this year.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't win, obviously, because I'm not the funniest person in Louisville. I don't even remember.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm terrible. But I wasn't mad that I lost. Everyone that I came after was definitely funnier than me. They killed it. But I put on a really good set. Everyone there that night put on a hell of a set. And I was really proud of it. It's up on my YouTube. Something about a lot of lesbians is in the title.
Don't get us canceled by them alphabet people, man.
I love my alphabet people, man.
Uh-huh.
One of my best friends is a lesbian. My My girlfriend is a brand of queer. Like, all my favorite people are some brand of LGBT. So I ain't got nothing but love for them.
That's what's up, man. So what? How would you describe your comedy? Like, what would you say, like, more of conspiracy theories? And
more? It's more just me trying to tell stories from my life in the most shocking way possible.
Right.
Like, the title of that video is Lots of Lesbians, because I have a couple of different interactions with lesbians that are fucking hilarious. and it's not going to hit the same outside of the set, but yeah, just if I'm able to string those together and tell the story of, yeah, this time I, you know, hooked up with this girl, and then this other time I was at work and this lady yelled at me and I had this comeback to say, and then I can string all of that together in a way that makes sense and is entertaining. Preferably, I want some people to be uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Not everybody. It's not that I'm out here reveling in it, but I think that if you are pleasing everyone, you are doing something wrong in comedy.
Yeah, you're definitely a coward.
And I refuse. I choose my battles wisely.
Uh-huh.
I will get up there.
You got to duck or punch it too. You gotta,
exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I will go up there and I will make gay jokes.
Mm-hmm.
I will not go up there and say the N-word.
Right.
Because you got to have a line somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why won't I? Well, because it's wrong. And right. B, because I'd like to work again ever.
Right.
I'm not trying to get God, which one from Seinfeld was it? Kramer?
Yeah, Kramer.
Yeah, I'm not trying to get Kramered.
What happened to Kramer? I ain't
really good. Oh, like 06, they had just wrapped Seinfeld, and he was having a rough set at, I think it was the Comedy Store.
Uh-huh.
And he got heckled by
brothers.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And he dropped that hard R like 6-7 times. It was a lot.
Oh,
it was a lot. South Park parodied it.
Uh-huh.
The episode where Randy goes on Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
They're making fun of Kramer.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. With apologies to Jesse Jackson is that episode. I just watched that like 2 weeks ago.
He said, can I say it? Are you sure? Bro, South Park. And that's what I say, like, growing up, we watched South Park. So I give kids, like, they say kids can't watch, you know, inappropriate things. But I grew up watching South Park. Like, I had a sneak and watch South Park. Like, it was, you ever watch the TV on, like, channel, on the volume 3? Like, you can't, like. South Park was a no-go in my house, and I tricked my mom into buying. Remember that special they had?
Bigger, Longer, Uncut?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, Mom, they bleeping out all the cuss words, so it ain't.
Oh,
they wasn't. Oh, they didn't. It was wild. They was Saddam Hussein having sex with Satan. I think Trump is his new girlfriend, ain't it?
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. That in the new season, that was like, Satan hits on it. Like, you kind of remind me a lot of this guy I used to date. You're like exactly like him. It's a pretty on-the-nose, like.
Where can you watch that? You can watch it on Paramount, can't you?
Yeah, Paramount Plus.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Then they got the new one making fun of Ice Barbie. I forget her actual name, but.
Ice Spice?
Nah, the lady in charge of Homeland Security.
Uh-huh.
They got, like, a pit crew putting her face on because she's always shiny as fuck.
Yeah.
Her
name is Ice Barbie?
Nah, that's what people call her. I forget her actual name.
Uh-huh.
Because, like, I'm trying my best not to follow politics because it's fucking depressing.
It is.
All around, no matter who's in charge, it is fucking depressing. When the discourse becomes nothing but politics, 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 for the love of God, can just...
Really? My buddy, no lie, he sent me a clip about an hour ago that the lady said, quote, these policies have been around for decades, but Trump is, you know, reinforcing them. Oh, Trump's an evil guy. Trump, look what he's doing. I'm like, bro, did you miss the part where they said the policies have been around for decades? Did you not? You sent it to me, so I know you watch it. That was the first part. And I'm like, the first part of not living in fear is cutting the goddamn TV off.
Yeah.
It's cutting the CNN off, cutting the Fox News. Because you got to remember, these are TV shows at the end of the day. And TV shows thrive on what? Ratings. Let's just say, put it into perspective. Okay, let's just say, guy goes on a Tinder date and gets murdered and gets chopped up in little pieces and thrown in the river. That's probably like a half a percent of the world. But they're not going to report of the other 100 guys that went, guy goes on a Tinder date, finds the love of his life, and eats good pasta.
Yeah,
over at 6 o'clock. You're not going to come back with that. You know what I mean?
I also took a journalism class.
Right.
And that was one of the classic sayings is like, yeah. Dog bites man isn't news.
Uh-huh.
Man bites dog, that sells. They ain't going to report on the good shit that happens all day, every day. They're going to report on the scandalous.
Yeah, the extremes. The extremes. Like, I told them all the time, like, I don't know. This, like, you got to cut that news off. Like, all it is fear mongering. When people live in fear, they operate in a defensive, you know, and I don't know, man. So I don't really discuss politics. It's probably the most politics I discuss since I've had this podcast, but I don't really discuss politics.
I don't know religion. How I feel about being the guest on the most political episode.
Oh, yeah, man.
You're aiming for it, I promise.
But yeah, I tend to stay away from that, man. Like, a couple people wrote me, like, I want to come on the podcast and just talk strictly politics, but that's fine, bud, but I don't want to, you know, that could be a segment or something, but I don't.
Can I come on? I want to make fun of them while they do.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, be a good troll, man. I love a good troll, man. So what's the best, like, you ever been to, like, a comedy? Like, what's the best comedy show you ever been to, like, as a guest?
So the best comedy that I've ever seen in person has to be Josh Wolf.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you, do you know him?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so he's a comedian, obviously. He does a lot of work with his son. Because, like, when I first started watching him back in, tell a lot of stories about his son. Because his son was a teenager, and teenagers do stupid shit. And comedians tell stories of their kids doing stupid shit.
Right.
It's a fountain of... And then eventually his son grew up, and now his son goes on tour with him. His son is also a comedian, and it's fucking great.
Like a father-son? Like, yeah. They're on the stage at the same time?
So his son will go up and do a set, and then Josh will come up and do a set, and then they'll do, like, a Q&A together.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the times, like, the clips that go viral online with him are the Q&As with his son, because they have that known... One of them has known the other literally his entire life.
Right.
From the moment he was born. They got some fucking comedic chemistry. Yeah. They know each other. They can finish each other's sentences. It's great.
That's one of my jokes at work. Yeah, Brandon's a good game. I had it all my life. Yeah, I had it all 35 years. So, like, what is your top five comedic shows? Like, what are some of your... I ain't got to give you a top five. Like, what are some of your go-to for a good chuckle? Like, you cutting on.
Okay, so my... It's going to be, it depends on how invested in watching. Do I want to watch the show or do I want to...
Background noise.
And for background noise, man, King of the Hill is hard to beat. It's just such a little slice of life.
You ain't did it in a while, B, but can we get him a drop or confirm or something? King of the Hill, I didn't watch every episode at least, and I'm not lying, at least 50 times. That's my comedy show, don't lie.
Yeah. Did you see the new season?
Did I? I woke up... No, like, I threw it like a baby party. Like, serious, I ordered pizza. It was about myself. I ordered pizza, drink. I stayed up to 12 o'clock, and I watched every episode. Like, it wasn't...
Me and my girlfriend sat. We got home from work. We get off work at midnight, so we got home at, like, 1.
Uh-huh.
And we just sat and watched the first half of the season, and then the next day did the same thing, watched the second half.
Right.
It's fucking amazing. If anyone's out there is a King of the Hill fan... and hasn't seen the new season, go watch it. Get off your lazy ass, go watch it.
Yeah, you
after
get
you finish
off your ass.
This,
yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, but after you cut off YouTube watching this good podcast, go on to Hulu, not Hulu, Disney Plus, and
it's on Hulu.
Huh?
It's on Hulu.
They get rid of Hulu.
Did they?
Hulu and Disney Plus are the same thing.
Yeah.
This is the last year they about to cancel out Hulu. Everything on Hulu is on Disney Plus because Disney owns it all, like. I seen a joke. They said, Hulu and Disney Plus is combining. He said, in the future, all these streaming apps are going to combine and be called cable.
Yeah,
satellite TV. Yeah, you know.
Yar har fiddledy dee, do what you want because the pirate is free. That's all I'm going to say.
There you go.
The rise of internet piracy coming again. These companies are getting real greedy with it.
Yeah.
When every single network feels like they need to have a service, people are just going to pirate it instead of having more complicated cable.
I'm going to tell you how, I'm going to say greedy, but remember I told you Disney Plus and Hulu is the same thing. I was paying for them the same time. I was paying for Hulu. I'm like, how the fuck? Because I noticed on Disney, I'm like, everything on Hulu is on Disney Plus. So I had to go and physically cancel. So I was paying like $18 for Hulu, and I was paying for like $15 for like Disney. Like, I'm like, what the fuck are you? I was paying for the same twice, but now I got a bundle. It's a pretty good bundle. You get Hulu, Disney Plus, ESPN Plus. So another one, HBO Max for $30. That ain't bad at all.
Oh, no. That ain't bad at all. HBO is one of the streaming services I do fuck with just because The Sopranos is one of my favorite TV shows of all time. Mm-hmm. It's not a comedy. It's got its moments, but yeah. if I need a story that I want to follow along with, take a look at the nuances of it, it's going to be The Sopranos.
Before we get too off track, let's go back to King. We're going to go back to that, but let's go back to King of the Hill. So, yeah, I threw myself a party, like, and no lie, like, I love King of the Hill. Like, that's my favorite show. Like, I didn't.
Who's your favorite character?
My favorite character, they all so funny. Like, Bill, he's hilarious. Dale, even though his wife is getting power drowned in the next room over. I love Dale and his conspiracies. Bobby had, everybody's just like equally funny. But if I had, you know, Hank's the main character. So even Luann and RP, Tom Petty and Brittany Murphy, they both characters died. Mm-hmm. They was Luann and Buckley.
Lucky.
You know, that's,
man,
you know.
You still haven't named my favorite.
What's your favorite?
Cotton Hill.
Cotton?
Cotton.
Ah, yeah, Cotton's a good one, yeah.
He killed 50 men.
Yeah, he did.
He gave his shins for this country. Show respect.
Good Hank. G.H., good Hank. Yeah. So what's your favorite episode of King of the Hill?
Oh, shit. Probably Grand Theft Arlen.
Where he plays the video game?
Yeah, where he starts playing propane.
Yeah.
And he gets way too into it.
Uh-huh.
That shit just, I've been big on video games my whole life.
Yeah.
So, like, growing up watching Hank Hill, this guy that, like, the whole central point of the show is him not understanding these generational changes and not being able to connect properly with his son. Watching him, like, get into this thing that I, at about the age of his son, get into, it's like, I like this. And that stuck with me ever since. Even though King of the Hill is my background show, Grand Theft Arlen is the episode that I always stop and watch.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to go with Soldier Misfortune. That's crazy.
That's a good one.
Mad Dog's coming to kill you. I love the one, the dirty dog dancing. That's a good one. It's so many funny ones, man. The one where the Dallas Cowboy comes on.
Yeah.
His name? Roger Staubach. Big Hank. I can't think of the guy.
Yeah, I can't think of it either. But he punches Hank, and Hank uses that to get him to move off his block.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That one, I can't think of his name. The one with the Snoop Dogg voices the pimp.
Yeah, white pimp.
Yeah. He's pimping him out. King of the Hill. So
Alabaster Jones.
Yeah, Jones. Yeah, he's, no offense, he is from Oklahoma. Yeah, I love Keith. So what other comfort shows, like, or comedy shows, you know?
I mean, I love South Park, obviously.
Yeah.
The Boondocks.
Shout out to the Boondocks.
Yeah.
That's the Black Simpsons.
It really is. Aaron Magruder is a comedic genius.
Uh-huh.
I've never seen him make anything that's not funny.
Right.
While he was trying to be funny. Obviously, when he gets to talking in interviews, getting serious, he's, you know, not trying to be funny. But I've never seen a piece of Aaron Magruder work that wasn't fucking sides. Shout out Aaron Magruder.
All right. So you, Sopranos. So is Sopranos like the top? The Wire and Breaking Bad is my, and everybody keeps saying I should try to look at the Sopranos, but I haven't got around to
listening. Yeah. So my top two, like, dramatic shows are going to be The Sopranos and Breaking Bad. So if you're up there as a Breaking Bad fan, watch The Sopranos.
That's my Facebook name, Walter White.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I ain't gonna say that, but yeah, I love Walter. I love, I'm actually like doing a little, I ain't gonna say a sort of a rewatch, but I'm doing a little rewatch right now.
Going back and hitting the highlights.
Yeah, the highlights. Yeah.
All right, so does your highlight reel include the Fly episode?
Fuck, I just skipped that one. I just skipped that episode. Just like on my way, I was watching it last night. Like, I was just skipped that one. Like,
yeah, I skipped the shit out of that one every time, too. That was a time filler. I know that there is some, like, dramatic meaning behind it about the psyche of the character and all that, but keep that for the English teachers. I just want to watch a show about a guy could survive his cancer.
Did you ever watch The Wire?
No, I haven't been able to get into The Wire. I need to.
That's a good one.
I got to be in the right mood to watch a new story. Blame it on my tism, I guess. Yeah.
Autism?
Some brand of it, yeah. I'm somewhere on the spectrum.
So where do you see yourself, man, in a couple years?
Honestly, a little bit to the right, but that's just because of my lazy ass.
Hilarious guy.
Man, honestly, I don't know. I try not to think about the future too hard because, like, there's that old saying, man plans, God laughs.
Yeah.
I'm just here to take the opportunities as they come, try and spread some happiness.
There you go.
As long as I've been making these people happy, I'm happy.
So, like, did you have any opportunity to work with any local comedians?
I mean, beyond just being on the same stage the same night, no. Yeah.
Gotcha.
But I've been on, you know, I've been on plenty of open mic lists with some of the greats. In the local scene. And again, I am terrible with names.
Me too, man.
But Lynn Benson comes to mind. Uh-huh. She is fucking hilarious. She has this great bit about a sewage guy coming to her house. You'd have to see it. I cannot do it justice. I do not have a cigarette to pull out of my titties.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I've gotten to work in that capacity with a lot of the local great nothing.
So, what was I about to say? You ever did the Louisville Comedy Club? You ever did the Louisville Comedy Club?
No. I actually had my first set scheduled there a month and a half ago, but something popped up. I had to cancel. I need to get back on that docket.
You ever thought about getting to like the
So, I mean, ideally, what I would like to do is pick up my YouTube channel as more of just a hobby, not just as an extension of my comedy hobby. And I want to do more man on the street style videos where I just go around and do my favorite thing.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck with people. Go into bars pretending to be the hired entertainment and see how long it takes them to kick me out. Just like go up and ask like the most just insane questions to people on the street. Hey, man, you want to be in a TikTok? All right. How big's your cock? Like that level of just fucking with people.
Yeah. Good solid trolls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But me and my buddy used to have a thing because we was both like be delivery drivers, so we was on the phone a lot, and we were always like, whatever you say, you got to do the troll, but if you don't, you owe them $3 or $4. At the end of the week, you got to pay. And, oh, man, that was good times, man. I don't know if we had the meta glass and we recorded that shit. I swear we went viral. We had a skit where we would walk around and ask people, like, who holds you at night? That right then and there, I realized how lonely people are because you are my dog. Nobody. My dog. That was the number one and number two answers. Like,
God damn, that's sad.
Yeah, one guy, one girl, I don't know, because I couldn't see it because I was on the phone. I asked her. Oh, yeah, she almost called the cops. She was, the alphabet people. And how dare you ask me that? I can't fucking believe you. I'm going to call cops for sexual. Like, he ran at the store. Like, it was wild. That was some good times, man. Because we had a podcast called Troll Guys, and we just, troll people. Like, and that was a good time, man.
Yeah, no, it sounds like it. And, man, yeah, those reactions. That's what I'm talking about. I fucking love getting those reactions. How dare you? Like, it's the most inane question possible.
Yeah, we got to collab, man, on the skit one. Because I'm thinking like getting to the skits, man.
Oh, I'm always down.
Uh-huh.
I'm always down. Like I said, anything that spreads a little bit of happiness,
right.
I'm down.
Even if
we're doing that by, you know, making some people disproportionately angry.
Yeah, you're going to piss some people off. And I'm with that. And I came to accept that, But this is a dope conversation, man. It was amazing talking to you. You want to shout your socials out before we get out of here?
Yeah, you can find me on TikTok at Yeet24X7, YEET24X7. And then on YouTube, I'm Wesley Peterson. It's in the title, I'm sure. So you can just copy and paste. I'm sure you can link to my channel.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to have it.
So, check me out.
BigAndLazy.com, BigAndLazyPod. Go buy some merch. Go subscribe, like, comment, and subscribe. We love y'all. We out.
Peace.
Been lazy.
Another confirmed multimedia production.
Subscribe now.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. Give us something good to eat. Give us something good to watch.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.